now time for a very Voices in Your Head edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey. I am joined by, let's see, what can I go with here? The man who gets constantly punched in the face but is still only attacked one person at a time, Basher.
That's oddly specific today. good day, sirs.
We are definitely have not taken months off, but we are here to talk about Hellblade. Nope, that's not what it is. It's not Hellblade 2. It's the second Hellblade game.
It is, but Hellblade it is
not,
2.
It is not. It's called Senua's Saga Hellblade 2.
What are you talking about? Like, that's not the... Whatever.
That's what it's called. That is what it is called.
Whatever, okay? Bro.
I have finished this game. I have seen it from start to finish. It runs on Unreal 5. That's what we're here to talk about. If you're listening to this, you haven't listened to our last reactions episode. We did talk about Microsoft's summer showcase. We took some time off, and that's just because life happens sometimes. But going forward, we're going to try to get some more episodes out for the rest of the year. We're not going to tell you what happened either. I'm pregnant. That's what happened.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So yeah,
I life happens. Adopt, but okay.
So if you're still with us, thank you for joining us. You can also let us know what you think about Hellblade, 574-651-9256. You can send us a text message. You can call that number. Leave us a voicemail if you'd like. We'll play it on the show. We'll talk about it. Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. Here are the details. Developed by Ninja Theory, published by Xbox Game Studios, the sequel to the award-winning Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. Senua returns in a brutal journey of survival through the myth and torment of Viking Iceland. Intent on saving those who have fallen victim to the horrors of tyranny, Senua faces a battle of overcoming the darkness within and without. What is it? Senua faces a battle of overcoming the darkness within and without. What does that mean? Sink deep into the next chapter of Senua's story, a crafted experience told through cinematic immersion, beautifully realized visuals, and encapsulating sound. This is available on PC and Xbox Series X and S. Main story of 6 hours, main story of extras of 7, completionist 9 hours. Hellblade, it's a newest saga, Hellblade 2. Let's talk about it.
Let's start with the really good parts. Yeah, because there's some really good parts here. This is easily one of the better looking games I've played on this console.
It's a new benchmark. It really is. It is a UE5 showpiece.
Yeah. Like if this was like the launch title, it would be like, oh wait, did Microsoft win the console war day one? Because it really looks that good.
Yeah, I played this on PC. I do not have a 4090, but I have a 4080, so I'm not super Saiyan. I'm just like super. I'm not super, just saying. It brought my 4080 to its knees without DLSS. Like it is pushing every pixel it possibly can. And I played this on both the Series X and the PC just to see. And it's like seeing this game on Series X is one thing, but seeing this game in that visual fidelity, also at 60 frames, like
it's a walking movie.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like it's absolutely nuts, some of the detail that they have in there. The way that the animations are so fluid, like
going in and out of a cutscene.
Yeah.
Seamless. Actually, like, seamless.
Yeah, I wouldn't even call them cutscenes, honestly. Like that's how much, like it is the game. The game is running at all times.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it definitely feels that way. So I mean, like, hats off to them for that. I mean, like, absolutely, it is a masterpiece visually. Like, it definitely has that going for it. Like, even because you see a lot of Senua, obviously, because you play as she's the main character, but and they're able to do this because there's not a lot going on in screen at a time. There's not like 30 enemies on screen or something. But even like when you're just kind of walking through the Iceland fields or lack of fields, these desolate areas, the background just looks amazing. It reminds me of like when Final Fantasy 13 first came out, and what's 13? yeah, 13 came out, and like the backgrounds were really ill. People try to say the graphics were really great, but they were off in the background. To me, they just look like really good paintings, I guess.
Right.
3D paintings. Like, whereas like now we're at a point where although you're not interacting with anything in the background, it looks so great. It looks almost real. Like it is disgustingly good looking, actually.
Yeah. It's like it's truly a, when I say benchmark, like I'm not just saying that. Like, but I think it's even more of a benchmark than like, so people like to make the comparison to Rise right now, when that was a launch title for Xbox One. Like that game looked really good. Like it but it did not look like a new generation, if that makes sense. Like I think at times, I don't think this game from start to finish looks that way. Like, oh my God, like this is, but there are times, like you said, this game looks absolutely insanely good. And for instance, no spoilers, but the last boss, there are times where like the animation and the fluidity and what's just happening on screen with the colors and the way that like certain effects like fire are just like sweeping through the screen. I've never seen fire look that realistic before in many ways. Like it is crazy.
No,
that's where it ends,
like,
though.
No. I'm gonna keep the good times rolling because the sound design, they should win awards for.
I'm not with you on this one. I don't know where people are coming up with this. So please tell me.
The sound design, from the footsteps to the crackling to the voices in your head, the way they play that, it gets annoying at times. And like I'll get into that on the later half of this, on the other half of my issues. But it starts off super strong, and I didn't play the first one. So like this is my first time kind of going through it. And when it said we recommend headphones, I'm like, I'm gonna plug these bad boys in. And sure enough, it was a different experience altogether. If I could go from my TV to my headphones and if for me feel like a completely different experience, I'm feeling like you did a lot of special work with your sound design to make this a special experience.
So I was playing this with my MoFis, which are very high-end amplified headphones. And don't get me wrong, it sounds good. Like I'm not saying it sounds bad, but I don't,
there's not a game this year, I would say last year, that matches its sound design.
I think Call of Duty has better sound than this. Like for me, it's, while the sound is very powerful and precise, it's also lacking punch in a lot of ways. Like I was constantly underwhelmed by the base of it, as well as the clarity of it, I guess. And maybe that's just, maybe there's a setup that I had here, but for me, the positional audio has been better in other things. I tried this with headphones. And I also tried this through, I have a 9.1.4 setup at home. So like I'm an Atmos fiend, and the positional audio was not great unless you had headphones on. Like, why is it that Call of Duty can put the things in the right place, but this game couldn't? So this is not worth diving super deep into.
That I wouldn't know. Because I only used it with the headphones. So that might be something to point out.
Possibly. Yeah. Maybe I'm too far gone in that realm. But no, it's not bad. But these people are just like, it's the best audio I've ever heard. I'm like, I don't.
I think it's easily the best of the year or last year. Easily. Well,
like, you got me there.
Like to the point where like, it should be this, like, I would not be mad if it was the least standard going forward, like just in terms of sound design.
But yeah, so let's talk about the real thing. Let's talk about the gameplay here. So
all right, listen, I was trying to hold off as long as I could. I did my best, guys. I think that's everything good about the game.
I don't know what to say here.
Microsoft, what are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
I don't even know where to start.
Well, okay, before you even say that, let me say this. This game is 5 hours long. I couldn't finish it. This is the longest 5 hours I've ever played in my entire life. Like, my entire life of gaming, this is the longest 5 hours I've ever played. I despise walking simulators. despise them. You really created. How long did it take for them to make this game? Like 5-6 years?
Announced in 2019, I think.
So each year for each hour of gameplay?
I know people are definitely beating up on that.
They should.
I'm not, for the simple fact of, from what I understand, this was a very small team. Like, this was not it wasn't sold for $70. It was sold for $50. And it seems like it came in, somebody talked about this, but the budget was not nearly, it was under $100 million. So if you have if you would have put more production into this, it would have got done quicker. I think this is a victim of Microsoft talking too soon, as well as I'm confused. Why did they decide to show off the Series X with this game? Like, what was the point of that? It seems like when that was announced, it was still a concept. Like, they knew they were making it, but work had just begun. So that's where I'm mad at Microsoft in many ways, of just like, why did you do this? Like, I don't understand that one, because this comes back to where Microsoft constantly talks out of both sides of their mouth, and a majority of people aren't even going to care. A majority of people don't even remember when the game was announced. They're like, oh, Hellblade 2 is out? I'll check that out. I've got Game Pass. Like, it doesn't really matter. But, so yeah, that was just a long-winded way of saying, like, I don't really care that it took 5 years to come out. I think it's just weird that they announced it when they did. So,
I think it matters because it's 5 hours long. Like, you... small team or not, and they got bigger team when Microsoft bought them. So if it was a small team before, would it have taken 10 years for this to come out?
No, but I think also you got to do tech debt on that. Like, Unreal Engine 5 was new. Like, you've got to give them at least a year or two to get Unreal 5 under their belt, you know? Like, if we didn't know this game existed in 2023 and they showed it off in 2023 and then it came out this year, I don't think people would be nearly as upset with the runtime.
Not as upset, no.
Yeah.
Still upset. Because
sure, yeah, I'll give you
it's
that.
It's still a hell of a slog. A hell of a slog. It's pushing up is just the gameplay. Like, until you run into an enemy, pushing up is what you do. I don't understand how anybody involved in this process thought this was the vision. We're going to create an experience that is rather short and not fill it with as much gameplay as possible. Like, that was just really throwing me off, because we've played so many of these walking simulators and I would rag on them all day about not having gameplay. But even then, for a good chunk of those, you're like, there's something happening. Like, there's a story being told or something. Like, it honestly feels like I was walking for like a good 10 minutes with just voices in my head. And I get that's probably the experience you want me to get on board with, but that's something that's a novelty. Like, I get it. Like I get it. It's affecting me. I experienced it in this 10-minute run, but for you to do it again and then again and again, it's like, we're done here. Like, what do you mean? Like, by the third, I'm sorry, by this, I think it's the second. By the second puzzle, and by puzzle I mean you find an orb, bring it to location A, the orb, like that brings down a wall, you then go to the next orb, bring that to location B, that brings down the bridge, and you bring that orb back to location A, that brings the wall back up, then you bring the orb back to location C, and then to A, and then 40 minutes later you're walking straight again. Like, it's some of the worst puzzling I've ever experienced. some of the worst just walking forward I've ever had to deal with. I cannot stress enough. This is the longest, and I didn't even beat the game. So I can't even say the longest 5 hours that I've played. This is the longest 3 hours I've ever played. Like I genuinely do not. If anyone says this game is phenomenal, this is my new barometer. If you genuinely love Hellblade 2, I know your opinion does not matter anymore.
I'm not going to be that harsh on it. For me, when it comes to these cinematic games, they tend to be more up my alley. For me, where Hellblade 2 is extremely disappointing is that it is pacing. There are actual genuinely awesome moments in this game. I think the sort of middle area, and I won't go into spoilers of the darker parts of the game where you're in the caves. Some of the, like, it's an example of when tech can actually enhance atmosphere. It can enhance gameplay because the way that they use lighting and then the way that they use the sound, and I know I already harped on the sound, but I'm saying, like, it was truly a horror moment that was truly horrifying in many ways. I'll say that I still think the final boss fight, while the final boss was kind of strange and disappointing in some ways, visually, I was engaged because of the tech behind it. Like, it's one of those games where it has these moments of it, but it is truly baffling pace-wise. Like, the first 30 minutes of the game literally feels like a tech demo. Like, press up. And there are so many times to where I also didn't know if I was in a cutscene or not, because there is no, like, obvious change between cutscene and real time, to where she's just, like, standing there. I'm like, oh, I guess you want me to press something. Like, she's literally just, like, has her hand out, like, Uncharted 4 style, and I thought she was going to grab it, and there's, like, 5 seconds, I'm like, oh, I guess I need to press something. So, like, it's impressive that I couldn't tell, but there was no real obvious, whatever you want to call it, you know, tell that I was needed to play this part by holding up. And that's where, after that first 30 minutes, and once you start getting into a little bit of the combat and stuff like that, like, it gets better, but it never truly feels like it peaks. Like, it's these weird sort of moments of this game of, like, hey, we've got 4 different text demos that we want to show off, and we've sort of connected them in the middle with this, quote, story that also kind of ends out of nowhere and doesn't really tell a cohesive story that I think is worth telling. I
hate that combat so much.
See, I don't. I understand why people do
so much,
but
that cannot be your only combat mechanic for the entire time, every time. Something needs to give. Something needs to change. Something needs to give me a new something by it. Like, this, like, every single time there's one-on-one boring garbage. Like, how do you, like, who allowed that?
No one said
add a flip or something, like, anything.
Again, for me,
like, it's the same rock, paper, scissor.
It's pacing. Because there are different enemy types, and I actually think that the inclusion of the mirror is bad. The mirror is basically the win button. It's a charge to where once you kill so many enemies, you basically get a free kill, if you would say so. There is some depth to the combat, and again, but it's paced poorly, because the first time you get into combat, this is where I honestly think, if you would have finished the game, I don't mean this is like a slight, but like, you could see it, because they do add some actual depth to it in the terms of who you're facing depends on how you move. So if you're facing one of the heavies, you have a different strategy. If you're facing one of the lights, you have a different strategy. If you're facing a fast, you have a different strategy. There's like 4 different enemy types, and you have to tackle them different ways. And the windows and the timing on them are all different, and they're relatively short. So like, you do have to get good with it. And again, the tech behind it visually is incredible. Like, so did you get to, if you would have played as far as you did you get to basically the nighttime scene to where you're fighting all the different guys that breathe fire, and some of them have torches and stuff like that?
That was annoying to me, but so, yeah.
But like, from a visual perspective and a gameplay perspective, I was locked in just because of the tech. Like, I was like, whoa, like, this is, even though it was only one-on-one, what took me out of it was that they use the same transition every time of, oh, I killed this one guy, and all of a sudden I get punched in the back of the head. And like, she's got to have a concussion is how many times she takes an elbow to the back of the skull. Like,
that's how you switch to the next fight, though. Like, it's always someone knocking you to the right. ground or hitting you. And then it's like, oh, and now I'm in my next one-on-one fight.
But for me, it's crazy that how much dev time they have in this. They did not have 20 different transitions going. Like, WWE, this stuff. Have me break something and throw it and throw sand in a guy's eye so that way he doesn't come at me too. The fact that there's always just one person and you didn't at least try to fake it, that there's other people going on, to me, that's crazy. Again, it's a lot of underbaked things that, while they're impressive, the cohesion between them is not there. And that's where it's just, I'm just like, dude, like, I don't, how did this happen where you got all these impressive mechanics, but it's just like, you just could not tie them together in a way that makes any sense to me. And the plot is just, it's not good. It's just not good.
I mean, it's like she wants to save her people from being sacrificed. Like, good for her.
Sure. But it doesn't, the ending is a very, it's cliche. Like, it's very much just like, so Sanua comes to this conclusion and it's like, if you didn't see that coming, you just weren't paying attention kind of thing. Like, there is no surprises in this story. There are no stakes, really. Like, it never feels like there's stakes because of the way it's told. It's just, again, it's visually impressive, but from a gameplay and just sort of overall telling, I'm not about it.
This is just one of the main reasons I just don't like playing AAA games anymore. And it's just one of the main reasons. There's no gameplay here, and the gameplay that is here is boring, monotonous, and covered up by flashy tech. I don't care. Like, it's rock paper scissors all the way throughout. It's boring. It's boring. It did the one thing a game could never do. Should never ever do it, and it's be boring. And the worst thing is, there are so many good aspects that could have been here. I mean, that are actually here. Actually, I mean, the actress who plays Sanea is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Like, she's putting in work, but for what? Like, this should have been like a Netflix special, like, or something, like a 50-minute Netflix special in this environment with this, like, with a more involved story. Sure, I'm watching that, but like, as a video game, like, come on, like I came back to Game Pass for this.
Yeah, I'm with you, but it's. What I want to use here. It comes back to what we said about Microsoft before. It feels a little tone deaf. And the thing I wonder, though, and something that you said about if someone enjoys this game, like, your opinion doesn't matter. We are gameplay centric people. So my question would be, is people that really love Gone Home or people that really love What Remains of Edith Finch, I want to know how they feel about this game, because while those games are not anything I'd write home about, I understand why people love them. And I'd be curious to see how they feel about this, because I think even they would be a little turned off by this.
Yeah, because this is missing
heart.
Levity, brevity, anything.
Yeah.
It's missing the things in what I tease to be a walking simulator. In terms of even that kind of gameplay, you know, like,
right.
In between your one-on-one fights, you're just holding forward and listening, like, and that's it. Like, as opposed to some of the other games played on here, where there is a legitimate puzzle you're solving, or a legitimate different way of traversing or something. Like, so something's happening in between to keep you engaged. I feel like they want me to be engaged by the awing landscape and graphical content, and that's not cutting it for me. Like, as good as it is, and it's for best of the year, it's not enough to hide the lack of everything else.
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's
like,
and but there's this side stuff of like the faces and like the, oh, you want to go off on this other path, you'll find this tree, and it's like, and it's telling its own story, and it's just like, this is Xbox 360 level design of of we need to pad this out. Like, and it was, I don't want to say it's not acceptable now, but like, it's just, you can see through it far more now. It's like, we've come a long way. This is 100% padding at this point, like in an already short game. I almost wish it wasn't there entirely. Like, it reminds me, I think we've had this discussion too. It's just like, when a Call of Duty campaign is good, it's actually shorter in my opinion, because
yes,
you focus on these moments and it is a controller gripping. It's like a movie. It's like a ride. And this has got those moments in it. I wish this was 3 hours long and it was just 3 hours of just constant, like,
right.
I want this to be a workout when I'm done with it. I want to feel it. But if all that extra stuff just wasn't there, I think it'd be better.
I think it would have been. I agree with that. As I played through it, another game we played kept popping into my head. It made me appreciate that more. A Plague Tale, the second one.
Yep.
Like, to me, they're equal in game design in a way. Whereas, like, they're telling, like, it's way more character story focused. And it's not heavy on gameplay or what we would normally call gameplay. You know, like, neither character in either game, neither heroine in either game is doing the most button mashing wise. However, one game was able to tell a more involved story, longer, and some would say with less combat. And it did it better. And yeah. I think what the difference is almost a necessity for story and character. I don't know who made Plague. I forget who made Plague Tale, but the people who made that.
Sobo, wasn't it?
Sobo?
I'm going to look it up now because I want to know. But sorry, continue.
Yeah. The people who made that game, you can feel they had a story to tell. They really have something they want to get off their chest. And that's what you get out of a lot of the walking simulators that I like, that I tease about. Like, there's still somebody there trying to tell a very heartfelt, like, personal story. And I bet that was there for Hellblade 1. But for Hellblade 2, the lack of that and this combined with this weird AAA polish, it's like, there's a huge disconnect there. Like, you can't look like this and then play like that. Like, you can't do those two things. You, like,
right. It's, yeah.
You have to meet in the middle.
It's very disjointed. Yeah. Like, I was harder on a Plague Tale Rec Room than most people. It's just because the stealth for me really upsets me in that game.
Yeah.
But I'm with you, and like, I get it. It's still more thought out and implemented far better than this. And this just, again, this feels like a combat tech demo more than an actual system. And part of that though is because of the way that they dole it out. Like, again, if it was shorter and they just gave you everything from the start and you just had this 3 hour, just like sort of adrenaline focused game, like, I don't think it wouldn't make it a 10, you know, it wouldn't suddenly become this like amazing experience, but I just think it would lend itself to the product more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it's what a weird thing, man. Like, what a weird, weird thing. And it's, yeah, I don't even know what to say at this point other than it's a very weird product. And I think you can kind of read the tea leaves on this one of just like, don't play this. Like, it's strange because it's like, I feel like maybe you should just to look at it. But at the same time, it's like, you know what? Just people have made this joke, but go look at it on YouTube. You know,
No, honestly, like it's a great game to watch. Well, not great game to watch, but it's
to look at.
It's the same experience to watch it than and to play it.
Right.
So like it's the same experience.
If you have a very nice setup, if you've got an OLED, if you've got surround sound, you know, again, it's fun to watch and look at. But again, if it was shorter, I'd be like, yeah, it's 3 hours. It's worth it. But there's 2 to 3 hours of this 5 to 6 hour game that's just not worth your time. It's and
crazy.
Yeah.
That is nuts. It's 5 hours. It's not worth your time. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And that's the part that's annoying. So, but yeah, Hellblade 2, nah, skip it. Unless you just really want to see some fancy stuff. If you want to see some next gen.
If you got a cool computer, yeah, like, go ahead. Knock right. yourself out. So,
but that's going to do this episode, Hellblade 2. Sorry, Senua's Saga, Hellblade 2. You can let us know what you think, 574-651-9256. Shoot us a text message. Shoot us a voicemail, however you feel. If you do like it, let us know. I'm genuinely curious how you feel about it.
So, you're wrong. No, you don't.
Wow.
You don't like this game. You're a liar.
When it comes to the future, we don't have anything super planned on the docket, but we are playing a lot of different games on Game Pass, so... we're going to be talking about some games here soon. We might do some co-op episodes. We might do some singular episodes and some single games. But I've had some time in my hands, and I've finished a lot of games on Game Pass. And so, we're when it comes to the schedule, like I said, we're not committing to anything, but we are here. So if you're still with us, thanks for listening. So anything you want to say before we go?
Hellblade sucks.
Wow. So new is Saga. Hellblade 2 sucks. That's going to be the episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a game.
Good day, sirs.